Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to the Lincoln Project Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Wilson, and joining me today is Andrew Wilson, who, in addition to having been born my son, is also a brilliant pollster. And today we are going to talk about polling, the numbers, the data, the inside story of what's happening in this campaign, especially in the weeks since Joe Biden has left the race and Vice President Harris has become the Democratic nominee. So, Andrew, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on today. I wanted to start with, give me your overview of where the polling has shifted since Vice President Harris has become the Democratic nominee.
So I think two big things have happened. I would say overall, we've moved to a Harris plus one environment.
Mm-hmm.
But to be clear, that still is electorally favorable towards Trump.
Right.
It's still going to be a very tight race and a serious fight in the states that we already recognize as battleground states.
Sure.
Everything that we've seen so far in the public polling is still within the margin of error. So we are unsure about Harris's lead at this point, but it's looking a lot more promising, especially when you factor in her approval rating, which has been climbing exponentially since Joe Biden dropped out of the race and endorsed her. It's pretty much turned on its head from
right
before when she was, you know, just running as his vice presidential nominee.
So she was in the 30s, basically, in the mid to high 30s on approvals. And now, where are we at now? It's up into the 40, mid 40s, right?
Mid-40s, I would say. 40s on average. I'm not sure in historical terms what the change might be, but it's very significant.
And in your opinion, this is, and I don't know if we have the numbers to prove this, was a lot of it just that she was burdened by the whole Biden age situation, that like it was just a reflection of her particularly, and that as America has gotten to know her, she's going up in the assessment that they're making?
That may be. It may also reflect, it might reflect a few things. One, Democrats might be more willing to answer polls right now, so there could be a bump. That I wouldn't necessarily categorize that as a significant bump, but there could be some of that in there. I also think that Kamala Harris's winning coalition is different from Biden's.
So, talk to me about that. I'm curious about that.
So I think what we've been seeing in some of the public polling has been, she's been losing some of the older, whiter voters that Biden was a little more consistent with,
mm-hmm.
and picking up with younger voters and voters of color. So.
Right.
This is one of the things, like the polling averages have changed a lot, and forecasts like 538 have changed a lot. But the reason is they base their forecasts, they weigh fundamentals of the race pretty seriously. And by that, I mean things that are beyond the polling, and things that, you know, factor in turnout and things like that.
Sure.
So with those fundamentals completely different, they have changed so far beyond what Joe Biden could have hoped to do, their averages are going to take some time to catch up, and the polling is going to take some time to catch up, but the fundamentals are totally different and we still don't know the landscape.
And there was a lot of chess playing going on about picking a VP. There was a lot of calculations back and forth, like, does Shapiro help more than Kelly or da da da. Waltz doesn't come from a state that they need to win. We're going to win Minnesota. So it's not bright blue, but it's pretty damn blue.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what you think Walz does for the ticket in Wisconsin, Michigan, maybe even Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Well, I mean, to go back to the point about not picking Shapiro, the evidence that a vice presidential pick is going to do something for your numbers in whatever state
right.
is pretty, it's a mixed bag.
Right. It's kind of thin.
At most, we could say she could, you know, garner half a point.
Okay.
Which could be significant in the long run, but it may not mean as much. I think Waltz has other advantages. They're philosophically two very different picks.
Sure.
Waltz is sort of more of that cable news attack dog, which was the thing that Pete Buttigieg had as his big, you know, pro. He's a good communicator, but Waltz has both the qualification of being a Democratic governor and a great communicator. So I think the principle of picking a vice presidential candidate is do no harm.
Right.
Waltz, great pick. He doesn't piss off the base. I can't imagine that he's necessarily off-putting to your average voter.
He doesn't have that, like, don't you think he's hard to caricature as, like, because look, the Trump campaign is immediately like, he's a desperate liberal, like a San Francisco. It's real hard to put Waltz in that box of like radical leftist communist from the Eastern elite.
Well, this is the thing that they're going to struggle with. This ticket is defining the both of them.
There's a Midwest thing about the guy that I just find incredibly appealing. And that is an area where, you know, you've got a guy who's been an enlisted guy in the Army, a high school football coach, a teacher. He comes from, you know, a humble background. He understands agriculture. I think there's a lot here where you can mosaic out into some of these counties and places where he does help in ways right. that I think I don't even think we've calculated them all out quite yet. We don't think we know how deep that's going to run.
We in 2020, just looking at the Midwest calculus, you can sort of see that the way Wisconsin goes, Michigan is going to go this way. So it's more like a center of gravity. You know, it's, you know, the moon affecting the tides on the earth, right? Like the Midwest,
right.
a certain political environment that those states will trend similarly.
So Andrew, you're also, aside from your work and the political side of Lincoln Project, you're also an outside advisor to the Lincoln Democracy Institute, our 501c4, where you do a lot of analytical work looking at polling and data on how these candidates will be defined for the coming race. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in that information so that people understand how the messaging needs to work going into 2024.
Right. So a lot of what LDI does is beyond sort of the horse race stuff that you hear about in most polls.
Right.
So we're focused on what people think of the health of democracy in the long term. We're trying to understand extremism and where that comes from and who has embraced these sort of ideas. And we're also trying to facilitate conversations with families about political issues, because that's where a lot of this starts. We've identified a number of voters who, in their families, the Dobbs decision has really driven a wedge in those communities. And it's difficult to talk about, but LDI is looking at ways to make those conversations easier and to make them more productive and better for democracy overall.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I want to touch on the Dobbs question real quick. We really have seen a lot of. Yes, there's been a political reaction to Dobbs, but there's also like a social and a family dynamic with Dobbs where men who on paper look very Republican, Dobbs has changed their brains, especially if they have daughters, right? I keep like trying to properly articulate how much Dobbs has affected the political landscape in the country since it happened.
I think it clashes with their view that the Republican Party has for a long time been the mind your own business party. And that's what they liked. They liked low taxes. They liked not having government involved in their lives every day. And this is a little too close for comfort. I remember growing up in the Obama years and hearing over and over again,
right?
Keep the keep the government out of my doctor's office.
Right.
And if you, you know, and one of the things that we've found with our data is that it's not necessarily how old you are that determines where you're going to fall on the spectrum. It's when you came into political maturity. So a lot of these people came into political maturity during the 2000s and 2010s. They have families now. And they remember the Republican Party that was more like Bush, more like Reagan.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
You know? So the other area that you guys have picked up on is this schism inside of the part of the Republican Party that used to be very pro-democracy, very anti-Soviet Union, anti-communist. Talk to us about that schism with what we're calling those Red Dawn conservatives who can't quite figure out like where the world should be. They have one set of beliefs about Russia, and Trump, you know, thinks Vladimir Putin is the greatest thing since prepared mustard.
Right. Yeah. I think that they have a very strong association with Ronald Reagan and the Republican Party. It's hard to make that association because those were, they remember those times. They were in their 30s, you know, roughly, during the 80s, and you know, it's the best America they can remember. That's how they would describe it.
That behavior inside today's GOP that is more pro-authoritarian, more pro-Putin, more pro-autocratic sort of feeling. How do you communicate with those people that this isn't a fight about imaginary communism that they hear on Fox News? How do you communicate with those people that what the stakes really are in a world where, you know, I think we all agree democracy is under siege around the world?
Right. We need to point at the failures of the Trump administration. He, as president, was both corrupt and incompetent. That would be the, that would be, if you wanted to, you know, they remember a Republican Party. They remember a Republican Party that was serious.
Right.
That took itself seriously and took governing seriously. I think that every time, I think, you know, for the most part, Republicans are sabotaging themselves because these people, a lot of these folks are still voting for them. About two thirds of what we have coined Red Dawn conservatives voted for Trump in 2020. Now we managed to peel some of them off.
Yeah, we did in 22. Let me ask you this question. Let me change the subject a little bit. We've got this sense in the country, and I have come to believe a lot of it was bound up in Biden's in the construct of Biden's age, the question of Biden's age. There's a lot of economic pessimism. There's been a lot of wrong direction polling in the last couple of years. Do you see that changing in time for the election? I'm not sure it's going to kind of flip on its head, but do you see that changing in time to influence the election coming up? And how do you communicate with voters to get them outside that bubble where they're told on Fox News every night, the world is an economic hellscape where the living envy the dead, all that stuff?
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is about producing cognitive dissonance. The other thing that I think that it's important for pro-democracy people to touch on and to be enthusiastic about is the fact that we don't, this side, our side, does not have a dark vision for America. I mean, right. Trump's darkness and the way he speaks rhetorically, how dark he can get, is very off-putting to the people that we speak to. They don't view the world in those terms. Now they do feel that the economy has been punishing, that inflation has been punishing. But I think one of Harris's advantages is that she's not necessarily saddled with that. It seems to be just, I mean, if you look at the difference between her approval rating and Joe Biden's, there's clearly something about his record and perception that people are turned off by, that they aren't turned off by with Harris.
Do you think it was just like 3 years of the Republicans and Fox and that whole media apparatus saying terrible economy, Joe Biden's economy sucks, it's blah 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 blah, and they didn't remember to stick Harris on the in the messaging queue? I mean, is it, Sometimes I think it's just as simple as that. Like, there's not a, like,
it may be
overly complex answer to it. They just hit Biden too many times and didn't spread the hate.
Right. Yeah. They didn't, it didn't seem that they were prepared for Harris to be leading the ticket. I in the long run, I think that they will try to say the same things about Biden that they say. They'll try to say the same things about Harris that they say now about Biden.
Right.
Which, you know, we can obviously already see. But it doesn't seem to be sticking.
You know, I want to go back for a second on that very negative frame that Trump and a lot of the MAGA folks put on America. And Vance has been incredibly negative as a VP candidate so far. Like, really dark.
Yeah.
In the conversations you guys are trying to get started out there, the idea that America is exceptional, the idea that America, for all its flaws, is still a great nation, a truly unique, you know, place in the world, that patriotism doesn't have to mean that you wear a red hat and, you know, ride around and do boat parades. Is there a chance for this ticket and for the pro-democracy side to really hang that around Trump's neck in this campaign more than he's going to do a lot of the work for us?
Right.
Talk to us about where you see that going. Is there a chance to really, like, reframe what the parties mean and what the movements mean?
Yes. I think right now the iron is hot. There is a lot of pessimism in the electorate.
Sure.
In 2023, when we did our big national survey,
yep.
People are very pessimistic and they are distressed about politics. They don't like to think about it.
Right.
Especially, I think, when you put politics in terms of, you know, gladiatorial combat, it's for one side, it is, you know, a death match. And for the Harris team, this is about making America better.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I think that sense of, like, happy warrior optimism is something that I think we've been missing it as a country.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been missing it, and it hasn't been present for a long time.
Right. I it's a different kind of pro-democracy message than Joe Biden carried, right?
Like, right.
The Joe Biden was carrying now I think we would see it as an antiquated message about pro-democracy, about what it means to be pro-democracy and how to do that.
Right.
I think that turning things over to Harris really is sort of a Cincinnatus moment. I mean,
sure.
He's giving something up in a way that that a George Washington would have done. It's very, I think he is embodying this new pro-democracy movement.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think there's a chance that we look back on this in 20 years or so as a remarkable decision that saved us from, because as much as you and I have talked about this a million times, about Trump having no real ideas except power and glory and money, I think it gives the pro-democracy side a beat and an opportunity to recalibrate on what really matters and to get away from, you know, that frame of he's very old and Biden is old and also ancient and also old. And did you mention that we mentioned he's old? Because I think that was, even though he and Trump are the same age, I think that was weighing down that sense of innate optimism that the pro-democracy movement should have.
It was baked in so much with a lot of the people that we spoke to that Joe Biden is too old.
Right.
Their concerns about Joe Biden went beyond, you know, does he have a healthy body? Their concerns were, does he have a healthy mind? And
yeah.
When that person, when somebody you see as maybe having an unhealthy memory, for example, right. That person is charged with your protection. And it can be really scary for people to think about that. Now,
yeah.
You have somebody who is
vibrant, like, and somebody who comes across as having high energy. And as much as the Trump people spent a few days last week trying to make fun of the fact that she laughs and dances, it's weird how they're back in the frame, how they've stuck themselves in the frame that they built for Joe Biden.
But they can't seem to make a message stick.
For two reasons, I think. One is that they're really off track. They don't know what to do. They can't figure her out. The race attack did not work. It blew up in their face. The she laughs and she dances attack blew up in their face. She's Joe Biden part two blew up in their face. Barack Obama hates her blew up in their face. All this stuff, they keep like pulling the wrong trigger on all these attacks. Don't you think it's also partly that she's not responding the way that other campaigns would respond to Trump? Isn't that a part of it? We're, like the polling dynamic in this country fed on for a long time, Trump does outrageous shit, Democrats act predictably.
I mean, I thought her response to his remarks at the National Association of Black Journalists was pretty brilliant. I mean, she entirely sidestepped having to have an argument about her own identity.
Yep.
And instead made it about how divisive Donald Trump is.
That's a word that is starting to cut in the polling. People are exhausted by the game, by the division, by the things that are corrosive to democracy.
I mean, we see this in our national polling, right? Like the steps toward extremism involve a lot of distress.
Right.
People who accept extreme ideas are themselves very distressed, mostly by politics and other things in their lives. But it comes to a point where it is psychologically very burdensome to carry on. And I'm only speculating, but I think that people who support Donald Trump, they're probably getting pretty sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some of that anecdotally. We're seeing some of that from Republican elected officials who are like sort of like, can you just stop fighting us and try to win?
And it's his campaign handlers have let him off the leash.
I like to call them caregivers now.
I said this months ago. He has a limited pool of discipline.
Yep.
And eventually, as we near November, he will drop the act. Over and over again, to the point where he at this point, there's no act. There's no Trump 2.0. There's no cleaner Trump. There's no new tone.
Nope.
It's all the same as it's been since 2016.
Are you shocked at how little impact the assassination attempt had on the polling?
Yes, but other candidates, look at the 1970s.
Yeah.
There are losing candidates who had assassination attempts
yeah.
on their lives, so... I don't know.
Yeah, it struck me Because I mean, every Republican in the world was walking around the next day like, it's over. The race is over. It's over. He's going to win now. And it just hasn't, it didn't seem to.
It's an utterly silly thing to say because this is, I think, one of the most important lessons about any polling. You don't know what the median voter's reaction to something like that is going to be. And you can't guess.
Right.
It really comes down to, and one of the things we look at is media ecosystems.
Sure.
It really comes down to what they turn on that night. I mean, what they look at in the moments after. And fortunately for us, a lot of these folks who are still on the fence, the people that we consider swing voters, and that includes the Bannon line,
right,
which makes up a large portion of swing voters in the electorate now. Mm-hmm. Those people are not stuck in the Fox News, but in the deep right-wing ecosystem.
Right.
They might have some Fox News, but they also mix in NBC and CNBC in there and other news networks. So they're not lost yet.
Right. It's not just one silo that they're stuck in. They're right. they're still listening to more than the Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham.
I'd say they don't listen to those things. They have a wide media diet.
Interesting. But that's good news, actually. I mean, I think a wide media diet is a healthy part of being an active member of a society and an active member of a republic.
Right.
The founders certainly grew up in a media environment where there were dozens of newspapers in every city that had a million different perspectives on a million different things.
Right.
So, you know, when this is all over, we're going to look at this race, I think, in a weird way, kind of like Bush and Dukakis, where George H.W. Bush went into the summer, and believe me, when I was working for him, that was a shitty fucking summer. We were 17 points down. And after the convention, it even with Quayle in the convention, it reset.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started materially ticking along as there was a more optimistic vision. And I think that's something we got to keep an eye on, too, is like where people see the country. If they start seeing that feeling more optimistic, I think that's really good for Harris and really bad news for Trump.
Yeah.
He's a dark candidate. So, well, Andrew, I know you are swamped with Lincoln Project work, LDI work, and your beautiful wife is about to have a grandchild few days.
Our due date is in 1 week and 6 days.
Woo! Well, thank you for coming on today, Andrew. We will have you back again to talk more polling as we get closer to the election.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.